talk about this event. It's the second annual. And just talk a little bit about how it went and what it is.
We were thrilled to be able to bring together five entrepreneurs representing five early stage startup ag bioscience companies into this event today that really was intended to be what its title was, a showcase event. Thrilled with the turnout. Last year when we held this event, very similar in nature, five companies showcasing. I think we had 80 people in the room. This year we had 220 plus register, and pretty good numbers actually in the room, and from a bunch of diverse backgrounds. So this entire event for us is all about shining the spotlight on the emerging, up-and-coming ag bioscience companies that are being built right here in Indiana. And I think today we had five really impressive presentations that showed the diversity of the technology and innovation in the ag biosciences. And I'm really hopeful that they're going to walk away from this event today with some really great new partnerships, maybe even some investors. Maybe someone will meet a mentor. Maybe someone will find somebody to hire. But it's really all about connecting people and, as I said, shining the spotlight on this great set of startups that are building in Indiana.
Talk about some of those presentations.
I would say this particular year and this particular combination, I've had the opportunity over several months to get to know each one of the companies and their CEOs or their presenters. And they each kind of hold a special place in my heart, right? They each are doing such unique, innovative, different kinds of work in really varied parts of the ag biosciences. And so, you saw them as well. We had data science for vineyards. We had new ways of approaching swine vaccines using molecules from Indiana sweet corn. We had new sensor IoT technologies to focus on beehive health and issues around bee populations and disorders there. We had presentations around global opportunities. I mean, I love the fact that we had a presentation about food preservation in some of the, most difficult parts of the developing world. So these entrepreneurs are thinking about not just a marketplace in Indiana or maybe even in the United States, but even some places around the world who have really serious problems related to food access or food safety. And then we, sort of threw a new hat in the ring with a company called Aggressively Organic, who I'll admit gave them a little hard time about their name. Like, I'm okay with organic. The word aggressively kind of says something, but what a cool patentable concept of creating a system inside a cardboard box that people can, pick up, put on their dining room table, grow their own head of lettuce, get them thinking about what food production is like, because people aren't going to go back and just really all of them become farmers. But how do we help them understand how food is grown? One message Jonathan from Aggressively Organic didn't really talk about is truly the educational outreach that his company is doing as an entrepreneurial startup. He's putting those boxes into kindergarten classrooms all around Fishers and, getting five-year-olds to think about, I'm growing plants, and how cool is that? So,
and why is that so important to show off here in Indiana?
Well, I think part of that is, we tend to be a little humble and a little modest about how much cool stuff is happening here. We don't sort of want to come off as looking too arrogant or too prideful, too boastful, but it's a competitive marketplace. There's a lot of interest in competing for future talent of the food and ag industry. There's a lot of opportunity to do really cool work to build technologies that are going to solve some of the world's biggest problems, whether that's feeding the 10 billion or protecting the planet or just working on disease prevention and improving human lives. And there are so many unbelievable stories of people in Indiana who are working on all of that. And so, again, today's event title of it being a showcase was intended to, from an Agrinovis perspective, we take that really seriously as a part of our mission. We're here to tell the story, lift up the ag biosciences, shine the spotlight. It's time to tell. We're done being modest. And all this great innovation is happening already in Indiana. We want to grow what's here, but we hope it's also an opportunity to attract even more innovators and more creative people to the state of Indiana.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
Just want to thank all of the people who helped make this event come together with us. Agrinovis is the lead on putting it together, but we couldn't pull it off if we didn't have our partnership with Purdue, with the state, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, Elevate Ventures, Medallion Partners, Open Prairie Ventures. We just have some really great partners who are, like us, I think, really committed to helping these entrepreneurial enterprises, startup companies. It's a tough journey for them. I mean, there's a lot that, you know, they have to sacrifice and a lot that they have to just sort of pick up and get done. And so if we can provide a venue or provide a two-hour event that introduces them to 200 people that they'd never met before, again, you hope that a little magic happens out of all of that. So we're hoping that there's some really great new partnerships that come out of this.